Good morning. We're learning Chayodim Hilchos Mezuzah, and we are, which is in Klal Tesvav, and we're looking at Siman Yud Gimel. In Siman Yud Gimel, Yud Dalet and Tesvav, the Chayodim deals with different types of arrangements of doorways going into rooms, whether they are Chayv and Mezuzah, and where you place the Mezuzah under those circumstances. Siman Yud Gimel deals with a case where there are two openings into the room side by side. Is that considered two separate doorways with two separate chiyuvim of mezuzah, or is that considered one large doorway? So we can have an example where there is no middle, there are two doors which open out, let's say, or open in, but there's no middle post, so then there's only one door frame, and then there's no question, and there's only one door frame, so then it's considered one large doorway, and you only put up one mezuzah. The question is, we're dealing with over here, that there's some type of post in the middle, so now, even though there are, it's one entrance, to it's one side of the wall, there are two separate framed entrances into the room. So is that considered two separate doorways or one large doorway? So the Chayonim says that if there is one large door which closes both over both openings, even though there are two distinct openings, if it's one large door, it's considered as one doorway. So there is a post in the middle. Even though the width of this post is a tefach or more, since it's one door, it's considered the omid is there. It's not creating a new door frame because there's only one. The large door closes over both openings. So it's one door frame, and what's in the middle is just, you know, some reason he put it there for a lawyer or some other purpose, but it's not truly a separate, distinct door frame. We're talking about a case where there's one door. And therefore, when one side opens, the other side opens as well. Now, in the first case which we gave, that there was no post in the middle, it's obviously the same din. If these two door frames, each one has its own door with a post in the middle, and you have, for example, a person has a nice fancy house and a very large front door which he doesn't like opening on a regular basis, and he has a smaller door right next to it. We don't want the large door to be open constantly, so the average going in and out goes through the smaller door, and the larger door is open for special occasions. So how do we deal with that? If the post between the two doors is at least a tefach wide, it's considered two separate doorways with two separate chiyuvim of mezuzah, we look at it as being distinct. It is important, if you have such a type of situation, to ask Allah shayla, because there are other considerations where the hinges are placed. If the hinges are placed on the mid post, or the hinges are placed on the side posts. Are the two doors used basically together, or the two doors are used, in this case, example of the Chayodim, the two doors are used in a different way? So, halacha l'maisa, you need to ask a halacha shayla. So what about a case where you have a room, as let's say, and the northwest corner, there's a post, and then there's a door on the north side and a door on the west side, both opening into the room. So it comes out that these two doors are right next to each other, but they're sharing a corner. So that corner, you don't have a wall, you just have a post, and there's two doorways entering from the north side and from the west side. This is the case in the Gemara, we brought down an halacha, and there are multiple explanations exactly what the case is, and the assumption is that you put up a mezuzah in this situation without a bracha. The person would put up a mezuzah, but without a bracha. Have a good day.